Welcome to Taimei Podcast. I'm your host, Sunny. Today we have three Tanzanian friends here, Nielsen, Bright, and Michael. Actually, this is a band. They are called The Voice from Tanzania. Okay, can you reintroduce yourself, Michael?
Oh yeah, my name is Michael Mshana. I'm from Tanzania, and yeah, I'm a part of this program or this band, The Voice from Tanzania.
Yeah, hi everyone, my name is Bright and I'm also from Tanzania and I'm happy to be part of this group. Thank you for inviting.
Yeah, and my name is Nelson Lema, and yeah, as already like my fellow Tanzanian say, I'm also Tanzanian and happy to be in this podcast. Yes.
Okay, cool. Actually, when we were all performed together, it was like in the past, even before they enter master degree. But now they are almost graduated.
Yeah.
And we were singing together during your last year in your college. Yeah. Can you share about your program and why? Okay. When you guys came to Taiwan, why you guys came to Taiwan?
Okay. So we actually came to Taiwan after we get our scholarship from Jian Guru Institute. And we were studying at Changjiang Christian University, and when we graduated, and then we tried to apply for some other program in other universities. But the main reason for us to come in Taiwan, it was because of Jian Guru Institute scholarship.
this program in CJCU in Changlong Da Xue, they cooperate with Jian Guru Institution.
Yeah.
And if you guys used to participate in Roots and Shoots in Tanzania or in East Africa countries, then you can apply for this, right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So this program is specifically for students and for people who have been taking part in the Roots and Shoots activities in your respective countries, especially from African countries, yeah. It was only specifically for the foreigners, for us from different parts of the world, not for the Taiwan people. And it was a special program, only limited to Taiwan, so that's why Taiwan, and also it offers like full scholarship for the entire 4 years of our stay here. And it was a good time. We did our bachelor's degree in Taiwan, and afterwards we pursued to different directions as well.
Can you share about why? Like, because you guys were high school classmates and you start a school club together, right? Can you share about that?
Sunny, how do you know that?
I just knew it.
Yeah, okay, I think if I remember correct, if I'm wrong, Bryce, you can correct me. We went in high school together, one of the school in northern Tanzania in Kilimanjaro. It's called Lyamongo High School.
Okay, let's look at the map. Where is Tanzania?
Yeah, Michael, can you help me to point the Kilimanjaro?
Oh,
Kilimanjaro is
where? Yeah, at that point.
Highest mountain in Africa.
Yes. So, it was around graduation ceremony, but not for us, for our senior. Like the people, like the students who were graduating that time. And we didn't have roots and shoots in our school that time. And one of the leader, there's another like environmental club called Mali High. Mali High, MALIHAI. And he came in to our class and said, hey guys, there's this graduation party which is organized by roots and shoots for this region, Kilimanjaro region. And we know we don't have that club here, but if we attend, probably they can give us some tips and support, you can start that club in our school, right? Okay. For me, I have some idea about recent shoots because I attended, but not officially. One of my friends, when I was in my secondary school, they were part of recent shoots. So I'm like, so at that time, me and Brett were best friends. Like, oh, Brett, come on, let's go. What are you doing this time? Let's go and have fun.
Oh, you guys are best friends at the time?
I mean.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Oh, because you guys are like, in Tanzania high school and in Taiwan 4 years,
yeah,
college and roommate,
yeah,
and then in NTU together.
Yes.
That's
it's a
real
long journey.
Best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe.
You guys should have like best friend certificate.
Best friend certificate.
Tattoo.
Yeah. Okay. So then we attend that part, that ceremony, and then from there they give us some tips. If you wanna like start the club, you should follow this and this and these. Some paperwork you should submit to our schools. Like environmental club, like the teacher who's responsible for all environmental clubs. So we did all that stuff and we ended up being the school leaders, like president and general secretary and everything. So from there, we get recognized by like the regional, like the northern part, Truth and Shoots. So from there, and then, yeah, so to make the long story short, later we graduate, right, pursued, like go to the university. For me, I was like, okay, let me take 1 year rest. And then we found like this opportunity to come in Taiwan, that this scholarship provided is a full scholarship, and try to ask some question, okay, how can we apply? They give us, okay, you apply this one, right? Submit your school documents and everything, and then you have to wait.
Yeah.
So
it's really brave. You never travel so far, and then you flew to Taiwan for 4 years, and they didn't return home for 4 years, right?
Yeah,
it was very brave.
Yeah,
and very brave and adventurous at the same time.
Scary. Yeah,
so,
I mean that time. I think I remember I kind of almost like forgot about this opportunity because I just continued my life and all that, and yeah, there was some. Because I was still participating in Roots and Shoots somehow, where I was in universities was another region in Tanzania. And then I kept meeting different leaders of Roots and Shoots from different places as well.
Yeah, you told me you also met Jen Goodall herself many times.
Yeah. So some leaders, I remember that time from Zanzibar, I also had some very close ties with the Northern leader. And also because I live in Dar es Salaam in another region in the east. So all these, there were like different connections on my hands. But I didn't feel like I was ready at that time. Yeah, I would say so. I just felt like, oh, maybe this is like a far away dream, maybe something impossible to do, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember Nelson, he kind of called me one day and he told me like,
hey, it's so scary, come with me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it sounds actually like that sort of. But in the other way around, yeah, it was like, oh right, where are you, what are you doing, yeah, how's life doing, you know. Yeah, so we update each other, and then he told me that actually he is really interested in this opportunity, and he's actually planning to apply. So then he invited me like, if you're willing, yeah, why don't you come with me, you know, yeah, we can study together and then we can see how life takes us, you know. So yeah,
and I think your story is almost the same as Michael's story. Because at that time we didn't know Michael, like, who?
Yeah.
Michael who?
Yeah.
Michael Mshara? No.
Wow.
Met at the airplane. Hey, you're going to Taiwan too?
No. We met when we got accepted.
Yeah.
And then the office kind of like tell us we need to have like some gathering at Pugu. So we were staying at Pugu for like some time. And then we tried to, you know, like
get to know each other
better, and you know,
yeah,
living together for some time.
Yeah.
I think what I meant is like you also like at that time when you're applying for this scholarship, you're already in university.
Oh,
same
yeah.
As Brian.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
the same situation like that. Yeah, I was doing my bachelor's in Mwanza, Bachelor of Law.
Can you point where is Mwanza? Oh yeah, it's written
Lake region.
Mwanza.
Yeah.
Mwanza. Yeah, this is a lake region. There is a lot of fish in there, so I was eating fish almost every day.
Okay, so,
yeah, so
I think we can mention about Jen Goodall is very famous for study chimpanzees, and the place that she did that research was in Tanzania, right? In your country.
Yeah.
And not only that, because I always liked Jen Goodall a lot when I was a child, Another thing that I'm always fascinated about is the animal migration. So that was on my top bucket list of my travel plans. So when I met you guys, yeah, you're my first Tanzanian friends. But we should share how we met each other. Yeah, but at the time I was really surprised, like, they're from the country with animal migrations. Okay, who want to share how we met?
Okay, so actually we met, we had our friend and she introduced us to you, Sunny. And there
okay,
was an
okay,
event. Okay,
okay, So I used to invite a lot of foreigners to share in the library. Once I invite a girl from Slovenia to share about Slovenian culture. And she said, do you want more foreigners? I say, okay, which country? She said, she had Tanzanian friends. And I thought that she would introduce me friends to have another workshop, but she said that we can do a workshop together. So it's a Slovenia and Tanzania workshop. It's actually really special.
Like two different continents.
Yes.
Far away.
Actually, I was trying really hard to find something common to share about these two countries, but one in East Europe, one in East Africa. Anyway. So when the time I remember, because your program is 4-year program, but the last year you must find a place to do your internship. So at the time, actually, you guys came to the library with that friend and we had a workshop and you guys are already looking for internship place. So we also talk about that. Yeah. I remember I started to be very, like, start to talk to you guys more. It's from the Chaga house because because you showed me you build the traditional African house in your school, and I was really excited about that. It's like, hey, build one in the library. Yeah, so
maybe I can explain how we also met this Slovenian girl.
Okay.
Yeah. It was through an opportunity in the school, and it was an opportunity, like, we should do a project to for the environmental awareness or something like that. So we applied for it, and it had some funding, and we thought, like, yeah, why not? And then yeah, so we kind of, like, were in this project together, and we sort of became friends after that. So I think after we became friends, then she also was connecting with you that time, so yeah, things bumped together and we sort of, like, yeah, had the opportunity to finally meet you. So
yeah, so after that I let me try to recall details, but I was very surprised to meet people from Tanzania at that time. Yeah, actually I used to join Tinga Tinga painting the Afanga Gallery a little bit, so I also joined their Tinga Tinga painting. Tinga Tinga is a painting style from East Africa, from Tanzania. Yeah, and I joined that before, but not like real Tanzanian friends. I remember at the time, Slovenian girl Matea. Oh, there's an insect. She sent me a project book. She want to cycling around Taiwan with you guys and apply for a project to share in schools to promote, to encourage people to use bicycle. And when she sent me the presentation, she asked me for advice. And I said, let me think. And later I told her that you should talk about, because their program is about environment, so you should have a program talk about global environment issues. Talk about Jane Goodall Institution, Jane Goodall herself. Also, you can talk about Tanzanian culture, sing Tanzanian song. I'm like, this is going to be very successful. Yeah, and then she didn't do it. Yeah. So actually, that's a project that we actually did afterwards. But that comes after.
Yeah.
And at the time, you guys asked me where to find an internship place, and then you guys end up working for my friend. but she don't have an office, so she say, can you guys stay in the library to use the space but work for her. So during that time, I think you stay at, it's actually Brian and Michael Nielsen.
Yeah, I was not in the picture.
Yeah, he's not here yet. So at the time, it's like 2 months or 3 months.
Yes,
two months.
Yeah,
yes,
and
yeah.
Then we do a lot of things.
Mm.
We visit local families and some music festivals. And then we found out that Michael is very good with singing. So we start to meet. I have a lot of musician friends.
Mm.
So we started to meet them and to have very interesting interaction. Taiwanese musician with Tanzanian musician and play John together. Yeah, it was... Because I love music a lot, so I also enjoy. We did a lot of music program.
Yeah.
Yeah. And after that, you guys returned to school. And I actually don't really remember the reason, but we are talking about like why we don't try that project, like touring around Taiwan to share about Tanzania, to sing. And then I post like in the group of culture diving in class. There are a lot of teachers around Taiwan in the festival group. I asked, are there schools who would be interested to hear Tanzanians share about environmental issues?
I think you forgot about something.
What?
Yeah, so there was a day that I told you like, we're about to graduate and we are looking for maybe some program, to, like, yeah, something to do after we graduate. And then you told us like, you guys are from Jane Goodall scholarship, so maybe you guys can try to think about like maybe touring to schools and then raising awareness about climate change and teaching people about sustainability. Yeah, and then that's where it started.
For me, I have the idea from Mateus for prison, the PDF that she sent me. But actually that is a really good idea because you can, actually that's what we did. We make a lot of Taiwanese students to know more about Africa, to know about the world. And we raised some money for your study and tickets. And also we made a lot of teachers and I think it's a like win-win-win situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also it's like a very meaningful ending for your college life. Okay, so let me go quickly.
I remember that time I didn't believe that these things could work.
Really?
Yeah, I mean like who thinks of this kind of ideas, like you move to different schools and they pay you and how do you live, you know, like that kind of life. So
how do you
me it didn't really sound practical and I was a little bit hesitant to join, but I think slowly I came to, you know, accept it and yeah.
Okay. I was about to mention, so I asked in the group, are there schools interested about Tanzanians share about Tanzanian students share about environment, global environment issues, sing Tanzanian songs, play African drums, and talk about Jane Goodall herself, her institution. And in like a few days, like 1 week or 5 days, we got crazy amount of invitations, like 50 or 40.
Yeah.
And I got all the phone calls, even 3 calls at the same time.
So the message was like you're like testing and see if they will be interested or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she was like, let me show you, it can really work. Let's try it out.
And then I remember I make a post, a poster of, at originally we were I think let's just tour for 10 days and see maybe 20 schools or maybe 18 schools, so we just tour around Taiwan for 10 days, that's all. So I make a poster like Tanzanian tour in Taiwan, share this and blah, 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 blah. And from May 10th to 20th, like
the schedule,
yeah, and the contact information, I get all the phone calls and came out with a very long Excel. It's a very crazy
Excel file,
like a,
oh
which
God.
City, which is school.
I remember that Excel, what time, how much, and everything,
yeah,
what to prepare.
Yeah.
So many details.
And every school, they will tell you, we went from 10 to 11,
yo.
And which time and for which year?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are those kids?
Yeah.
And we want like this and that. And we want cooking.
So many specific needs.
Yes.
Others they need translation. Others they don't need. Others
yeah.
they need that. Yeah.
So how did you feel after you start to know what is going on?
I remember seeing the Excel and I remember like I was trying to understand the plan and then I slowly came to realize, wow, this is a big thing. It's not it's not a joke. So yeah, I sort of started to open my heart and prepare myself for the journey and. Yeah, it was a big moment, and I thought like, yeah, finally I get to do something really meaningful to actually make an ending. I didn't think like there's anything for me after that. I was like, I'm just gonna do this, then I'm just gonna leave Taiwan. But here am I.
And I remember that ended up to be a 2 months tour.
Mm-hmm.
Not 10 days.
Yeah.
And you guys still have class in school. I still have to work. So
yeah.
We would go maybe like Wednesday and return on Friday.
Yeah.
And we stay in teacher's house.
Yeah.
And this is so crazy. It's extremely tiring.
Yeah. So just to be specific, that time our internship time was already over. We already tested to go, I think, one trip, some schools. And then we officially started the big schedule when this next semester began.
Yeah.
So it like for our school, like we're supposed to go back to school. We had some few classes and you also had some work. So it was like, wow.
I remember
yeah.
the first trip was to Yilan.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we stopped by Taizong for a school and then Yilan. And I remember the other day morning, we have to wake up at 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a teacher's home and
mm-hmm.
then 5 or 4 in the morning, we have to drive to Taoyuan and to go somewhere. And I was extremely tired. And I was like, if it's not me, if it's any of you, arrange this scale, this schedule, I would want to kill you.
So
what you're saying, like, thanks God, you are the one who was preparing
yeah.
the plan.
Yeah. I was like, oh, what did I do to myself?
Where did I get myself into?
Yes, and actually, people also I will feel like why you don't put Taichung all together
yeah.
on like one
yeah.
city all together. But schools they are not like that.
Yeah.
And it's like we only have this day. Can you come?
Mm.
Please, we only have this weekend, and this is in our, you know, like
yeah,
a serious courses. We want foreigners to come this week.
Mm.
And that
yeah.
because they all prepare a lot of money for us,
mm.
so we still try to make it. It was so crazy, and I remember after first trip,
mm.
I told you guys we really need more helpers.
Yeah.
And then that's how
we invited Nelson to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. During that time, Nelson was very free.
Yeah.
So all of that time was just there watching movies.
Yeah. He already came back from his internship in
yeah, he was watching his movies.
Yeah,
so he
was just
wanted.
Relaxing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then Nelson joined us. We need a driver.
And then he joined us from another city. Not yeah, was it from Milan or something? Or was it,
I think I met you. I took a train. If it's not Chiang.
Taichung or something.
Oh,
yeah.
I think it was Chiang or Taichung, but I remember
yeah.
it was north of Tainan.
Mm.
I took a train and then I met you guys.
Yeah.
Then you take me to one of the
hotpot restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The free ice cream and free biscuits.
What a welcoming.
So at the time we drove a van, my family van, and a kind of big car, and we can put all the instruments in some, like, our, you know, package, like...
I think not only instruments, I think it was instruments...
Yeah, all the life amenities.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
All
even mattresses.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
A mattress.
Yeah, mattresses and pillow, sleeping
yeah.
bag, and all our luggage.
A small tent,
and everything.
So many things. Yeah.
Tent as well. And we have 5 drones.
Mm.
Yeah.
So prepared.
And we drive.
And even microphone stands and yeah. So
yeah, microphone stands.
Yeah.
I want to mention about, because the time I joined you guys, and then I found you, okay, you had the big car, the van, which can accommodate 4 of us and the instrument and the mattress and everything. But one special thing about that van, it was already like in a picture that where we are. So you guys already draw the map, the Maasai. I think there's also a lion, right?
Lion,
five,
B5.
Yes. Yeah.
Five lions. Yeah. The big five animals. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Giraffe, monkey, lion, and what else? Zebra.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Okay, so I should
and
talk
then,
about that because I always have a dream. I want to have my band. But maybe I am a singer, maybe not a singer, maybe I am backstage, but I just, I really love music.
Mm.
So at the time I was like, oh, this is actually a band. Now we are singing around Taiwan and it would be so cool to have a car filled with instruments.
Yeah.
And we paint a car all into Tanzanian style. It would be so cool. So I used a kind of layer and then I paint on the layer and the car was like totally like animal. Car. And then actually, to be honest, I also feel really embarrassed.
Why, really?
Yes.
I mean, when
do that?
When you're inside, like a passenger or driver, you're like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is my space.
The moment you step
the
out.
The moment you stop in a school, and then the kids are like, what is that? And then you're the person getting out of that car. Like, oh my God, what did I do?
Before the tour, I remember I picked my brother at the train station, and I was waiting in the van, and he walked, and he said, sister, he said, this actually takes some like braveness to
enter into this guy.
Really?
Yeah. And then I remember, before Nielsen joined, I remember once you guys, I drove to your school and pick you guys up, and you're like, don't let anyone
know. Oh, yeah.
And also, a lot of people always think that car is for kindergarten.
For kindergarten. So just pick the small kids to school.
Yeah.
And you know, what's enough is you're in front there is Tanzanian flag.
So it's very obvious.
So it's very obvious, like, okay, this thing is from Tanzania.
I think if it's possible, because we're trying to picture how the van was, but if it's possible, later when you're editing this, we can pause like for maybe 3 to 5 seconds. So the audience, they can see what we are explaining.
Okay.
Yeah, they can have at least a picture.
Yeah.
Because it was really cool.
Okay, so
yeah.
I started to feel not embarrassed after we the tour goes on. And
it was like mommy picking up the kids.
Oh yeah, every time if I enter CDSU, I need to write like my name, the purpose of entering this campus, and I always choose parents pick up.
So
cool. When we went to those schools,
yeah,
kids, students, teachers, they really love our car,
and
we always get special pass. Like, oh, stop! Don't go to the parking lot, and they want us
in front of the
drove
school.
To the center of the school or to drove into the class.
You know, I never,
it's
really
so crazy. And then
yeah.
To a teacher,
I never really think about this until now. Like the drawing, it play like a huge part.
Mm.
Before you give like a full presentation on like PPT and everything, the car itself, it have its own story. Like from the point you like talking to the guard in the front gate, like, okay, we came here, we have a point. Like, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah.
This is a special treatment for you. And the teacher will not ask like twice, you know, this thing
from
Africa, the presentation, I know that's their car.
Save a lot of time, right?
Yeah.
The guard,
like,
you don't need to explain many things.
Yeah,
like, oh, okay. even some friends that we're going to meet on the tour, they always know that, oh, they are here.
VIP.
That was a really cool idea. I give you credit for that, guys.
Wow,
yeah.
Sunny. Shows no one who did everything.
That's spreading.
For us, we just help her to take out the, you know,
the paint.
Yeah. We took out the paints, but
when I travel in Tanzania, you guys were all in Taiwan, so I was there by myself. And I went to the Arusha Culture Center.
Yeah.
It's a huge center with a lot of paintings, like sculpture, a lot of things. And I feel like Our car should be there.
Like part of the museum, right?
Right?
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous, right?
Exactly.
You know, that's a good point.
And then I told local people, the people work in the museum, that idea. I said, we actually have a car with painting, Africa painting, and tour in around Taiwan to show your culture. I think this car should be here. And then it seems that guy don't like the idea.
Oh, really? I mean, okay, the way I understand the museum thing, it really makes sense because there's a lot of ridiculous, okay, I'm sorry, but there's a lot of ridiculous stuff in a museum.
Yeah.
You go there and you find this socks was worn by someone who did this in service. So when you bring the idea of bringing the car with its painting and everything, and it does like visit more than 60 schools in Taiwan, speaking about environment, sustainable culture,
Tanzania.
Tanzania.
More value, you know?
Yeah, it have more value than the socks worn by someone explorer. No,
so
that's my point. Yeah.
Right, right. Also, the culture center is very, I mean, like a lot of the painting style is very, very colorful, you know, very, very.
Yeah.
It was giving the meaning
energy.
What we are doing.
So it's the same style to our event.
Yeah. Anyway, this project really, really make us very famous.
Why?
I mean, sometimes we just visit Miaoli randomly on the streets and some kids just greet us like, hi, we know you, you came to us.
It's much more serious for you guys because they remember
it's much easier to
your
spot.
Experience.
Yeah.
I think I share this story with you. I don't know if I share it with you. What, in my workplace, I met this one lady. I never know her, but she worked at that place before me. And then we came to visit it. And I'm like, I know you, Nelson.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't know you. This is my first time seeing you. And like, no, I think I've seen you somewhere.
Oh my God.
I'm like, okay, what did I do wrong? What was the environment you seen? And then she came to tell me, you remember the day we went to Pengu? And that house, that lady where we sleep in that house, the lady with the painting. I forgot her name.
Rohan.
Oh, Rohan.
She knew Rohan, and Rohan posted that when we were like playing the drums, when we were writing the thing. And then, I saw like, okay, voice from Tanzania. This is one of your effects in my life right now.
During the tour, like, because for example, Miaoli, we share in many schools. Yeah, and the story that you mentioned, we were 18. Dinner in a restaurant, and the restaurant owner's children. It's like, hey, I listened to your speech today.
Actually, it also makes us to really expand our network. Like, you know someone, and then someone knows someone, like friends of friends of friends of friends. Like, you happen to get in touch with so many people.
And there are so many teachers everywhere in all the schools. They are so.
Yeah,
they're
enthusiastic.
So crazy.
Yeah.
There's a teacher, he was in hospital at the time.
Ooh,
and
teacher
then,
Josh.
Yes, and then he told me like, oh, I have more, you know, motivation to get recovered soon. I want to invite you guys to go to my school.
Wow.
Like, wow.
Yeah, that's super cool.
That was
also
one of
also
moments.
The craziest one, the first school in Miaoli. I remember that school, they prepare a huge exhibition.
Oh yeah.
Like they do a research,
everything.
Yeah.
So they
prepare
so many things.
Books and many items together.
Yeah, and we get a great amount of gifts. And also they already print you guys posters and everything. And so like a bunch of books. Welcome superstar.
Yeah.
I think, okay, what I can also say is the teachers, like from all the schools that we happen to visit, we are so lucky to visit. I think I also need to give credits to them, a lot of credits.
Yeah.
Because they were open when we share, like, okay, we came to do some presentation in the school, but so far, is there any chance we can accommodate us? Like, yes, please come.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Yes, please come. And then they prepare the dinner, they give us a room and everything, like, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. One of the highlights of this project was like zero expenditure.
Yeah.
Most of the time, free food, free accommodation.
And still enjoying to the max, like having fun.
And you get paid. But what a
What can you ask for? Like, okay, let's go, guys.
A lot of teachers, they also prepare two runs. I have my own run.
Like, they consider, like, okay, you can smoke. Yeah. Those two boys, okay, and one director. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I can do something for that.
We really got so many really good treats everywhere.
Yeah. Souvenirs.
And also, okay, like, okay, Sunny, you have a lot of connections. Sometimes you visit maybe a school in Chiayi or in England, and then it's like, after this school, you guys want to do something? Like, come on, Sunny. Okay, I have a friend, she wants to meet us. And then remember that friend we met in that hot spring, and I don't know, I forgot which side.
Oh, Wendy, right?
Yeah.
And then she prepared this food, like,
oh yeah,
packaging,
everything.
She's the one who paid for our hostel,
because she don't feel comfortable that we came to her house, so she paid for her hotel.
Yeah,
and then she cooked breakfast and bring breakfast to us in the morning. It was really good breakfast.
And then we keep in touch. Then she welcome. She invite us to
late
eat
time.
Together.
But you guys met her in Kenya or in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
We met her in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And then I went to meet her in Kenya.
But that was like before. I mean, that was later.
Yeah.
We didn't know you're gonna meet her in the airport.
Yeah.
Thank you for that treat and everything.
Yeah.
Also, we went to Renzi Yijia community. We went to Renzi Yijia. Oh, you were not there?
Can you explain the?
I think you were there.
Yeah.
It's like a community. It's a community on the mountain, and they cook together.
The one we go and clear that swamp.
Yeah.
We go into the mud.
No.
Okay, then I was not there.
Yeah,
I agree.
That
no,
was
we,
the
we,
frog
we,
something.
We
yeah.
Oh, that's Alibaba.
Yeah,
Alibaba.
Yeah, remember it sounds straight.
Then we went to Chengchou, the children's house, the shelter.
Yeah, I remember the shelter.
Yeah, and to accompany those children. And also, there are so many places.
Yeah.
I remember this is a funny joke. So we stay every time we share in Yilan, we would stay in a backpacker's house of Jinx, like our friend and traveler. And he traveled in Africa a lot, so he always let us to stay in his backpacker house. And he has a really good friend cousin always eat with him in the noodle shop there.
Yeah.
And then after you guys visit for a few times, the noodle shop owner start to ask them, like, where are those guys?
Become part of the community.
Why they didn't come back? And then they look at the cousin and say, is your first day here?
Oh my God. Now Sunny says that now I miss that place already.
So cool.
Yeah, so the whole tour was amazing because we met new friends, new teacher, new students, and we shared. And they share a lot to us. You know, they provide accommodation, food, everything. And sometimes they also travel with us.
Yeah.
Even visit some places.
Yeah.
So it's a really a great
blessing.
Yeah.
Also, this tour, I think it was also, when you come and connect all the stuff we did, either during the school time or outside the school, it was more than presentation to students. Because we go also to farm, we volunteer to some other, like the children, the kids.
Yeah.
Fast farm.
Yeah.
And also
we went to the community, Michael's community in, what's that?
Ilan,
yeah.
And also we went to, I remember that, I follow that Instagram page of that lady, she owned the coffee shop.
Oh.
We were, like it was small, they tried to arrange the stools and then we present while sitting down.
The one in
Nana.
Nana.
Oh.
Yes. I follow that every time she like hosts a lot of events.
Mm.
So I follow that account.
You also thought they was like complaining, like, why this coffee shop is in such a like residency area? It's all houses.
I mean, yeah,
there's
we
no
lost.
Business. And
yeah.
Like, why we are here? It's raining. It's a weird coffee shop. Who is doing business
she
here? Knew
that it was raining too.
You're like complaining. I was like, shut up, Nielsen. This lady, she's cool, okay? And then we were like driving around a lot of houses. And at the end, she actually had a really cool coffee shop in a really
and then a coffee shop like over here and then
place.
Just like few steps is a railway. So every time the train pass you can eat.
Nana is also really, really kind to us.
Right.
So actually this tour allows me to meet a lot of people that I already know them or we are actually sharing a lot on the internet but we never meet in person.
Wow.
It was so many people and I think we share maybe like 40 or 50 school. Also we went to Penghu.
Yeah.
We share in a we sing in a bar and in a school. Yeah.
I think the impact is really huge. We have reached, I don't know, thousands of
10,000
students. Yeah.
Maybe.
More than that.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's it's changing culture in really a lot of aspects.
Yeah.
And now with local people.
Yeah.
Communities, coffee shop, bars, and a lot. Also, we do dance, cooking.
Exactly.
And. Music
and
presentation.
Yeah. I think it was also an opportunity to meet with so many like open-minded people. And some people, they were just like, oh, we just want to come to listen to your presentation. They're free. They just, they're interested to listen to us. So they would just randomly come to listen to us.
Actually, a lot of teachers send me messages like, oh, I really like your project. And I try to support in this way. So maybe they donate some money for our accommodation. And they would say, maybe I used to live in South Africa. Or I actually worked in Uganda before.
Yeah.
So... it's also something they want to do. They want more people to know about Africa. Or a lot of teachers, they will say, oh, you know, I also really, really want that more Taiwanese students, they will know more about this world. Not always like, you know, those big countries, famous countries. So it's nice that we connect with so many people. They have same values that we hold.
I think most people, they had this kind of empathy, like some of them, they have been travelers also for many years, or they've traveled to so many remote places. So they have met maybe our kind of people, they have been in different situations and they feel like they want to give back, that they're looking for ways to give back and they're also looking for ways to collaborate, like the way Afanga Gallery collaborated with us. So yeah, it was really, really an interesting journey.
Okay, so if everyone use a short sentence to sum up the tour for you, who want to go first?
Okay, I can go. Okay, for me, I can say the tour was such a great thing for me, and I think I will keep remembering the tour for like for my whole life, because. First of all, it gives me the opportunity of meeting different kind of people, you know. And then apart from that, I felt proud, you know, to share about my country, Tanzania, and to share about Africa as well, because, you know, most of the students and many people in Taiwan, they don't have that much awareness about Africa. Yeah, so like letting them understanding about Africa and then understanding like there is different countries in Africa. Africa is not a country, Africa is a continent. it's such a good thing, you know, for them to know. And apart from that, because we were like sustainable development students, so we took that opportunity to share with them about climate change and what they can do so that they can solve the problem. Yeah, so for me, I was really happy to be a part of
the voice
tour. The voice from Tanzania. Thank you, Sunny. Thank you, Bright. Thank you, Nelson, for making everything to be possible. And also, thanks, God, for protecting us from the beginning up to the end of the tour.
No crisis, no
problems.
At the time, we were like a real family, brother and sisters.
It reached a moment whereby you're not on the road and you feel something is off. Like you already used to be on the road. Anyways, I'm also really, really, I don't know, proud and thankful. I think those were the best moments, one of the highlights of my life probably. And Yeah, one of the highlights also of my time here in Taiwan. The tour itself gave me a different perspective of the local people, a different perspective of how to see things. And, you know, it was part of my career development and also personal development. At the same time, a mix of like having fun and also just doing something different. And it really expanded my skills and knowledge set. So I think I really owe a lot of thanks to everyone as well here. And it was a wonderful collaboration and teamwork. Yeah.
For me, I think
From movie to real life.
Yeah, to struggling.
It was special. It, like the whole thing from the point I started to be part of it was special. And it gave me an opportunity because at that time I've already been here into Taiwan for like 3 years and a half and a few months. But within that 2 months of the tour, I get to really know Taiwan culture through the local community, you know, because the rest was like, okay, hi, ni hao, go to 7-Eleven, come back to school, go to the restaurant, come back to the dorm. So, but during the tour, you really get in touch to people, get in touch with the kids, they share, they ask questions. So they're like a really exchange with people like Taiwanese. So you get to know, oh, okay, this is good. So to describe the whole thing, the 2 months, I think for me it was colorful. Because some moment made me like, if like, okay, not only can be yourself, it's okay, like the funny and everything. Like. So, yeah, can we do it again?
Actually,
I mean, yeah, we can do online,
yeah, again.
or we can go Tanzania and do the voice for Taiwan.
Reverse, yeah.
Reverse.
I mean, I was one thing that I mentioned before. I think we can tour in remote schools in Taiwan.
Oh,
That might be
yeah.
one option. But yeah,
Wish to
so my
the
turn.
universe.
I also appreciate the tour a lot because I always want to make more Taiwanese students to see the world and to see there's, you know, this world is so huge and you cannot even imagine in another country people live in that way. And I like Django, I like animal migration. And I used to host people from a lot of countries, but rarely to meet Africans. So for me, Africa is mysterious. So I appreciate the opportunity to learn about culture of Tanzania from you guys. And also to share to Taiwanese people. And you guys, most Africans are always really funny. So it's always really, really
Yeah.
funny most of the time.
High
Singing and
energy.
singing, dancing and make jokes. Yeah. So it's a kind of accomplishment in my life and I'm really happy and grateful for all everybody. Yeah. So I think later we will sing. We should sing, but I think before we sing, maybe share a little bit more about what you are like your degree currently or what you are doing recently.
Okay, before I say what I'm doing, this is some connection, our previous topic and not this time topic. I remember one day when I was looking for the topic for my thesis. Now I'm doing master's in agricultural economy in NTU, and this is my second year. So when I was my first year and then I met my professor, I told him about the tour I did. Just from the conversation, like, I like to know you. Like, okay, I did this. So you see the way I picked the best moments in my life. So I picked the tour. And like we did this and this, me and my friend. This is our Instagram page. And
Show the
then
professor, hey, you know who I
and then he
am.
went back and then like I think he surfed through the Instagram page and then come back. Do you think of connecting your thesis with what you did with the tour?
Like doing a tour again?
Yeah, so he asked me.
Wow. so serious.
Which part related to agriculture?
And then he asked me one question. Did you guys happen to, like, after every visit to each of the school, like, happen to give them some questionnaires, like, to collect, like, their thoughts, or what did they learn, or some kind, like, anything, like, just questionnaires?
Mm.
Like, no, we didn't. And then he asked me, is there any chance that you can send the questionnaire now? You still have the contacts with the teachers? But by that time, I already, like, opt to do something different. But if it wasn't that, I would be doing my thesis
on that direction.
So,
wow.
Yes. So right now, I think I'm going to add one more semester to my master degree, because come to happen, the data, I was doing my research and my location, my site, sample
study
area was Tanzania. And then though this guy I was trusting to help me to access the data, and then he didn't come up. So you
don't want to do an essay about your belt business? Safe belt.
Oh,
so funny.
That is still there. It's still there.
Okay, you should tell people what is that.
Just more like engineering.
Oh,
design,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. About the belt thing, we just sharing. It was driving, you remember?
Yeah.
And then it came to my mind. People, like, there's a seat belt on cars, there's a seat belt on aeroplane, but why there's no seat belt on trains? And right now we have even bullet train, which, like, travel even faster than cars.
In high speed rail.
Yeah, in high speed rail here in Taiwan. And we're like, why? So it really make us to think, like, what's the reason behind? Or maybe from that point of view, we can come up with a business idea of, you know, having, like, portable seat belts, but, you know, for yourself to, when you're in train, because they don't provide a seat belt, so you give your own self portable seat belt.
Yeah, that's his business.
That's my business idea.
Yeah.
So just like that. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. So I'll still be a master's student in NTU for the next semester, which will be ending in February next year. Yeah, so hopefully this time the data will come through and I will be finishing my thesis.
So do you have a clear idea about after graduation? Do you have a goal or something?
Yeah, for every student, we hope to have, like, a career, like, be employed just right away after we graduate. That's really what we wish. But sometimes it doesn't end the way we wish, but for me, I'm more of open, like, depending on what kind of opportunity will be presented to me at that time. So either it will be connected to what I am studying right now, or something else where I'll be open to learn, you know, and have, like, a new skills and everything, I'll be okay. Like, also now I'm trying also to search for internship ideas where for the next semester, because I won't have any kind of class. So it will be only me and my research. So my other time I can dedicate on my internship.
Mm.
Yeah, so to have the skills, hands on the job, everything, yeah.
Yeah, well, for me, I've been doing still sustainability, but I've more moved into the direction of climate change.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a lot of data work and simulation and modeling and all that, but my original interest was more into life, like life sciences, and I was researching about insects actually before, but things didn't really work out so well. Yeah, the research, and also with my professor and stuff, but later on I moved into another kind of direction, and I'm more into remote sensing and just taking information and analyzing, and I'm doing satellite works and into Tanzania again. Yeah, so my research area is still back in Tanzania, because my professor said Yeah, in Taiwan, yes, we can do, but you know, this it's already saturated. There's so many studies, so maybe try to do something new, which I think for my own country can be better. So yeah, I cannot say that things are working completely okay, but
So far,
yeah,
so
so far
good.
so good, and I'm hoping to graduate this semester actually. Yeah, and
Congratulations.
yeah, I officially my graduation already happened a few days ago, but yeah, I'm still on the working process to finish things up and actually get my certificate. Yeah, so yeah, that'll be it. And I think in I'm really thankful also. I went back to Tanzania. I saw some direction, some people, and then now I'm planning to relocate back to Tanzania actually. So I haven't really I didn't really have a concrete direction yet, but I do have some leads here and there, and I'm hoping to land into a job maybe. I want to work for some time, then maybe be able to start my own thing in the future. So yeah, I will see how things go through.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael.
Oh yeah, so for my time, I mean after graduating and from Changong and then finishing the voice from Tanzania, I also decided to do my master's. And my master's is about green technology and sustainability. So we are more focusing into like calculating carbon footprints for like companies and for some like maybe schools, hospital. Yeah, so we kind of like working with that as well, like Excel files and everything. Yeah, dealing with formulas. Yeah, and I'm very happy, getting into this program because I came to learn about so many things. And apart from that, I'm happy to get an idea of opening the NGO, which is called Sustainable Living Eco Hub. And the main objective of having that NGO is to help young people in Tanzania, and so they can try like to access the opportunities of learning about climate change, sustainability. And also we want to put much focus into technology because most of young people they don't have enough, awareness and enough knowledge about technology. And like for this generation we are getting into, AI era, technology era. So almost everything will require them to know how to use technology. Yeah, so I'm hoping to reach somewhere some days. And yeah, so that's for the NGO. And we're looking forward to build a center in Tanzania whereby people will get a chance of going there and learn different things. Yeah, that's all.
Nice.
I think Eco Hub is great.
Okay, nice that you guys are already almost finished master degree. I mean, getting to next step. Okay, so happy for you guys. Yeah, today actually we don't have much time to talk about your culture because I think people might be interested too. But maybe they can find some the voice from Tanzania
Oh
in like a video on the
yeah.
Oh, I mean, we can do like this can be part one and
they can invite. We can go.
Actually, from all the invitations and stuff, there's a lot of information if you search the question and then so. Also, we have a web page actually. Anyway, we have lots of things, so you can see.
Okay. So we are going to, I mean, this is the almost the end of this podcast. So let's sing song together. Okay.
Yay.
Okay.
So the first song is on Sunday Taiwan
Yeah.
or Jumbo.
Sunday Taiwan.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have the composer here.
Okay.
Original composer.
Sure, but what is this?
All right, so actually the name of this song is called Asante Taiwan, which means thank you Taiwan. And we wrote this song after staying in Taiwan for like some couple of years, and then we came to figure out that Taiwan is a very good country with good people,
So maybe we can write this song to, you know, to express our gratitude and our thanks to Taiwanese people. Yeah, and maybe I can give a little bit, like explanation about the lyrics and about the song in general.
Okay, we should mention in Tanzania their native language is Swahili.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And also official language, English is also official language, so you guys speak English. But this song is in Swahili.
Yes.
In Swahili, if you want to say thank you, it's Asante.
Yes. Yeah, so we said we love Taiwan because Taiwan is a good country with good people. And then thank you, Taiwan. Yeah.
Okay.
So...
And because in Tanzania, in Swahili, Nakupenda means I love you.
Yes.
And Asante means thank you.
Yes.
So once we sing this song, and someone say, oh, that song about Sande Fupenda is so good. But it's not Sande Fupenda.
Yeah.
It's Asante and Nakupenda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sande Fupenda.
That's what they hear.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome guys to listen to our song. Nakupenda Tanzania nchi yangu. Nakupenda Taiwan. Taiwan, Shishe Taiwan.
Asante,
Kamsha.
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 This actually reminds me on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost the same setting.
Yeah.
We were invited to a radio in Kaohsiung. Kaohsiung Jiaoyu Gongbo Dian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Almost so.
Almost so.
Uncle.
Okay.
This usually happens in school.
So now it's like we're inviting you guys coming to Tanzania.
Yeah.
And then the name of this song is called Jambo.
Jambo.
Yeah, it's kind of like the invitation to everyone coming to visit Tanzania, because Tanzania is a very peaceful country.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful country. And you're going to have so much fun in there.
Yeah. I think you should teach people what is Hakuna Matata.
Ah, okay. Very good. So this song is also a Swahili song. And there is different, you know, words. Including Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata is a Swahili word, which means no problem.
No worries.
No worries. Mewenti, poyaukin. Yeah, so...
So the song means that Once you come to Tanzania, everything will be Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, everything will be Hakuna Matata, you know,
yeah.
No rush.
No
like
rush.
Pole, pole.
Pole, pole.
And Jumbo is the way people say
hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Jumbo
like,
is like our greeting.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay.
Alright, so
yeah.
actually it's real. When I travel in Tanzania, everyone sings
Jumbo.
This
song.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
And they were surprised you already know it.
Yeah, they were like, what?
So,
yeah.
Cool.
So Sunny, can it be a witness on like
yeah.
when you go to Tanzania?
This is a real welcoming.
Because
song.
I asked local people, Lost Crusher, like which tribe that you're from, and like, well, because most you know, most tourists they don't know about
mm.
tribes, about all these
yeah.
details.
Yeah,
but you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
so they are shocked. You research a lot.
Even I think some Maasai, they might be fake Maasai, but they realize I know a lot about Maasai.
You know, they reach a point in this trip whereby Sunny could memorize like everything. Even
like
we didn't speak yet.
PowerPoint.
Yeah, in the translation part, she already mentioned everything ahead of us. So.
Yeah.
At some point, you said that you can even present in your dreams.
What?
You can even present like you know.
You
some
wake
you
up.
Then,
yeah.
Oh, you mean?
Slide number 10. Okay, slide number 10 is about animals.
During the tour,
yeah.
it was so tiring, and
mm.
I have to translate for like an hour
yeah.
sometimes.
Mm.
I was almost slept. like, I miss all the sentence, but I can continue.
Jumbo.
Okay.
Alright, Jumbo. So welcome, guys, to listen to our song.
Hakuna Matata! Yay! Karibu Tanzania!
Yeah, what of the Karibisha?
No, can we sing Lion King?
This is Sunny, she likes music.
Actually, I really enjoy.
Okay.
Lion King?
Huh?
You like Lion King?
What?
Okay. You need to pay more money.
Yeah, you guys are always like this. And that's why I try to find a lot of musicians to sing together. The voice is so powerful.
You bring them back to life.
Yeah, music is life.
You feel like the greatest land is in front of you. Okay, so thank you guys for coming.
Thank you so much,
Sandy.
For this episode.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like a
sure.
reunion.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to share?
Nothing really. Maybe I can just invite you guys. Tomorrow is my graduation.
Yeah. Official graduation ceremony day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael, in every school, Michael always say, if you come to Arusha, my city, give me a call. I will give you
free tour.
Free tour. I'll give you barbecue.
But they haven't called me, so I'm still waiting.
It's okay. Remember.
I'm in Taiwan.
The people you say that to, they were in high school, so
yeah.
I think they put in art.
They're saving some more money.
And now you have Eco Hub, you have the voice from Tanzania, you've got Asante Taiwan, the link. There's so many ways the world says yes. Don't worry.
Amazing. Good things are coming.
Yeah. I think my last words would be I just wish all the best for everyone. And I hope Taimya Library also keep growing and keep shining. Yeah.
Thank you.
And everybody out there in the world can live in peace and harmony, because now it's
crazy.
Crazy and chaotic. Yeah. So hope for the best. We'll see each other.
I think for the Taimya Library, a special director, Sunny.
Now she's the CEO. Come on.
Okay.
CEO of the library.
She'll update. Okay, let's do CEO / director. Sometimes there are two things which are supposed to meet and they just got one problem. There's nothing to connect them. And in many cases, especially here in Taiwan, Taimya Library, through you, Sunny, director / CEO, you are that part. You give us a lot of story. Some people are coming and then they're looking for something. Okay, come here. What do you want? I want this ABC. Okay. Do you have ABC? Yes, I have. Okay, come here. Okay, you two discuss, finish your business. So in most cases, people are missing that, especially when you're not in your country. You're foreigner in some country and there's not a lot of Sunny in other countries. So we are lucky we have you here. You connect us to many people and many staff. And not only us, I think most people come forward and witness to this. And I believe more people will come, which now they don't know they'll come to Taiwan. They don't know they'll meet you, son, but they will.
Oh my God.
And they will, I'm telling you.
Okay, wow.
So, healthy to Taimya Library, healthy to you, keep it strong, and
I think the Voice from Tanzania project, we are helping each other. Yes. Thank you, Nielsen. Thank you, guys.
And maybe I can speak something as well. This whole thing, this whole project, it just came as an idea, So I just want to maybe sharing this to the audiences that for any idea that you have, you don't have to ignore it. If you feel like you can do something, you can do that idea. You can just put it into actions. And then maybe it might sound a little bit maybe scary or something like that, but just try to start,
You never know until you do it.
Yeah. So after you start doing it, and then the doors will be open and everything will be fine. Yeah. And then thanks, Sunny, for creating this good environment in Taimya Library, because Taimya is almost very far from the city, but you're kind of busy inviting different kind of people, and then even the local people here in Taimya, through you, they get an opportunity of, seeing foreigners and being able to maybe talk to them. Yeah, so that is a very good job that you've been doing for some time now.
Thank you. And I wish you guys can, continue your life and have more and more abundance and more and more blessings.
Money.
Money, whatever.
Yeah.
I have a happy life, a meaningful life. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you guys. And I think we're going to stop here. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.